you are an influencer. You're going to influence someone today. Like you and I today, we're going to change someone's life. And I don't know, I don't need to know who. I just know because by experience, I know that's how it works. So this is where you go to the belief. How much do you believe in what you do? How much do you believe in the person who's listening to you? This is not your responsibility to change the world, but it's your responsibility with your expertise and your wisdom to give a chance to the world to change.
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friends. And if you're new to our show, welcome home. This is where you get the straight scoop on everything it takes to launch and grow a sustainable coaching or consulting business into the multiple six or even seven figures. And today we're talking to my friend Angelique Binet about social media strategies, because social media is one of the things that trips most entrepreneurs up. And I can tell you firsthand, I have tried everything from hiring an agency to working with an individual to having a team that did videos with me. And it seems like getting engagement in online channels is a tricky thing for most people. And if you are shy and kind of hide away from being visible, if you're one of these introverts who doesn't like to be seen as often as you really need to be in order to command a following and establish your thought leadership position, then this is going to be an especially important conversation with you today. So welcome to Life After Corporate, Angelique Binet.
Thank you so much. I am very honored to be home. I love that how you say it. I love like you.
Well, I'm putting my French on today for you. I have, you know, for those of you who are listening and can't see, I have a very fancy sweater on with a fur collar as I was getting dressed today. And I just moved into this new home. So full disclosure, I have a walk-in closet and suddenly I see all the clothes that I own. And I was like, oh my God, I haven't worn that sweater in like 2 years.
It's so nice on you, by the way, Deb.
I'm feeling very French. You're inspiring me because of course, my grandparents were of Canadian descent and you're in Canada as well, but by way of France. So let's share a little bit about your background. Angelique Binet is an online visibility strategist for women entrepreneurs who want to fall in love with their fear of becoming visible. She is the host of The Real Story Behind Her Business show, which I've had the pleasure of being on. Thank you so much. She is a paid media strategist and founder of Social Media Love. Her mission is to amplify women's visibility online and inwards, one post, one video, one belief at a time from a place of ease and joy. And she works exclusively with service-based women entrepreneurs to get more customers from the internet without sacrificing who they are. So Angelique, once again, welcome to Life After Corporate. And let's hear a little bit more about your background story, both in how you came from France to Canada and what was your corporate journey as well.
Yeah. So, you know, everything started, I always say now, I go back directly, you know, the more you get some age, the more you reflect on what happened, you know. And I think it's all started in the field in France. So just picture this, those beautiful little villages, 250 people, right? And then there is a few farms around the village. One of them is my parents' farm. And I was a very loner, someone who hang out by myself and with my dog and cats in the field and in the woods. And I remember very clearly for years, you know, I was building a secret cabin in the woods. And I was going there almost every day with my animals. And I was really thinking about how can we save the world from my little farm? And I don't know, maybe I was 12, but this took years and years of reflections. And it was always about how can I stop the wars in the world? Wow. And then so that journey became, you know, the more you get mature and you go to school and you hang out with, you know, older kids. And I'm like, okay, what type of job can I do to help solve the problems of the world? And so three options came to my mind. Over the years, it was like either I could be international negotiator, I could be an international lawyer, or I could be a journalist. I could at least share what's going on so that people understand that there is other way to do things in the world. So that's where I'm coming from. And so I became a journalist. Option three was the one. And as a journalist, I got the privilege to interview so many people, politicians, business people, artists, activists, you know, moms who would have their son sent to jail, like all the things you cover when you are a journalist. But I think this is it's a life school because you get to touch so many dimensions. So that started in France. You know, I was living in Paris at the time doing my post-secondary education and being a journalist at the same time. I never had like a degree in journalism. Just the fire of being a journalist and a reporting. And then I finished my master in international relations and I decided that I was done with the way France was and probably still is, where you have to excel at everything you do if you want to belong, right? You have to fight for the best school, fight for this, fight for that. At least that was my perception of it. Now, when I go back and visit my family, people find I'm really cool because I don't have my Canadian hat now. Like, everybody is okay.
Welcome to Canada.
But I said, okay, if I want a formal journalism degree, I'm not going to do it in France because you had to do more like competition. I'm like, I am done. I just want to be a journalist. Stop measuring me. Basically, that was that. So at the time, I could speak five languages. So I applied, I think it was in 30 schools of journalism all over the world where I could speak one of those five journalism degrees. And I said, the first school that takes me, this is a country I go. And so the University of King's College in Halifax, Nova Scotia in Canada, which I thought was the West Coast, by the way, until I read the website, was saying, you're 2 hours from New York. I'm like, oh, East Coast. So that's how much I was determined to just go anywhere to learn from other people than my French people. So I got into that school. I became an official journalist. I was the first one actually to get a job at the French national radio in Canada. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that CBC, called CBC Radio Canada, they have a newsroom in every provinces of Canada, which is the equivalent of the States. Each province. I'm like, oh, wow, I'm not going back to France before I visit Canada through my job. So I started in that province, Nova Scotia. Then I went on a little island, Prince Edward Island. And then this is when I met the love of my life. So my journey kind of stopped right there.
Yeah, stop there, fall in love, build a home, get married.
Have a baby.
That's so amazing.
And then we moved to New Brunswick, where I'm talking to you from, but it's the same corner of Canada. And so we've been living here for 17 years, which is the age of my son.
Beautiful. I love that. And I've always loved your spirit. We met in a mastermind together a few years ago. And now we even share a client. So that's kind of fun as well. So it's been amazing to see your growth throughout these years and how you've honed into your value proposition. And you're in a space where it's really hard. So I'll speak from my side. It's really hard from the entrepreneur perspective to find someone who can channel your voice and who can really help you stand out in a crowded market of coaches and consultants as a thought leader with a unique message. So I would love to learn from you. And I'm sure our listeners are on the edge of their seat saying, yes, please demystify this entire can of worms for us. So how do you work with clients? I know you have a couple of levels that you go through. Tell us about how you work with clients and how you deal with people who have a fear of visibility or lack of consistency in their presence online.
Yeah, I love that question because this is really the core of the matter, right? How do you How do you even imagine yourself that you could be doing like videos every week online when you're like, what am I talking about? I don't know. And people tell me to do this and this and this and this. And I'm like, ah. And then you have to serve your clients in the middle of all of this, right? That's a challenge that I hear a lot from I serve mostly, you know, service-based women entrepreneurs. So you have to deliver the beautiful work you do and you have to run your marketing because there is no secrets. You don't show up, nobody hears from you. That's it.
That's right.
Right?
You so disappear off the face of the earth very quickly. It's like in a matter of weeks.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, one of my clients that you know, because she's yours too, she told me yesterday, so she had a bad flu last week. So we she couldn't even talk. So we kind of paused. I'm like, rest. I need your energy to work with me, you know. But she told me, you know, I was off for 7 days. She had no DMs and no discovery calls. Then she went back in the market like this week. We were back with videos and stuff. And she got like booked. Twice, right? Like right away, she noticed like, if you're not here, well, it's nothing bad or wrong, but people don't see you, right?
That's right.
This is why my role as a paid media strategist is important. Because when you have your foundation on social media marketing that is really well hooked to your email marketing and your website, then you can run ads. And then you don't have to be as like on your mic or on your phone as much because you keep showing up. Basically, it's just to make sure people don't forget you. It's not because they want to forget you. It's just because we have so many, you know, possibilities online right now. So the one who wins is the one who shows up and consistently, not just for 3 weeks and gone for 3 months and come back, right? So this is kind of the name of the game. But to come back to your question, I think the big, big stopper is that people think that if you start coming online with a plan, that things gonna change right away. That, you know, that posting is the name, is the core things of social media marketing, which is not. I would say it's the last thing, to the point that I had to change. I like how you said it in your question. I had to change the length of my program because at first I was working 3 months with women entrepreneur to set up their machine. I call it my visibility machine, but you can't. It's not long enough because it takes time and patience and it takes the inner work that is required. Because here's what I was noticing, Deb. I could provide all the most beautiful strategies and tactics. When it was time to push the button, my clients were not ready because she was like, yeah, yeah, I have a plan. We're going to post every week about this. Great, great. But then if it's not coming from your core and you're not clear on why you're here and why your voice matters, because as soon as you show up online, you have an impact, whether you want or you know, even sometimes you don't even know. And then 3 months later, someone's like, tell me, well, I saw your video from 4 months ago. It was like, oh, really? People are watching? Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. So stop. The first thing I always say, stop talking about engagement. Stop measuring your success on engagement because number one, there is always someone watching. And second, it takes a lot of inner work before you show up online. And once you show up online, you're going to take so many, many, many months and years to become a mature wine on the internet. Okay.
A mature wine. I love that. So French.
Oh, cheese, whatever.
No, I like the wine better, less stinky. Okay. But you're so right. And you mentioned, you know, consistency, and I've frequently said consistency wins hands down every single time. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be consistent. And yet there's this opposing force inside women entrepreneurs, and it's resistance. And you want to be consistent. And then there's resistance, and then consistent and resistance. So the source of that resistance, if we're to truly serve our listeners, and I think our viewers today, because I think we both look so beautiful right now that we have to publish this on video as well.
You met the cat.
So how do you get beyond the resistance? So you have a strategy, you have the experience, you know, when you show up, you get results, people book calls with you. How do you get beyond that resistance to being seen, or I don't not like the way I look, or I don't know what to say? How do you get clients past that point?
Yeah. So it is by taking a step back and identify what is exactly stopping you. I call this the inner work. So over the years, in the last 10 years that I've been working with women entrepreneurs, I realized that we always call that mindset, you know, but it's beyond mindset. It's really, and you'll feel it next time, whoever you are listening. Thank you for listening. Next time you feel that Monday, you're so excited. This week, I'm going to do my live. I'm going to send my email. And then Wednesday, you're going to be like, gosh, I have so much to do. And then you're going to find an excuse. And I'm not putting that in a mean way, but you're going to find we have so many reasons to not to do what we say we want to do, because something in your body is going to stop you. You're not, like, just the idea on that Wednesday to open your phone and you don't feel aligned with yourself today because whatever reason happened, right? But what can you do to get you back to what you said on Monday, that you would do it? So this is the work we do with my clients. We do the mind and body work, because what's happening is that the fear is a real thing. The fear of success and the fear of failure, but more the fear of success. I notice in the type of women we work with, they're ambitious women. Like, they know their thing, right? So don't tell me you don't know what to say. Like, you do. It's just your mind and your body are freaking out. Because if you start being consistent online, you're going to start noticing people liking every week, people you don't even know. You're going to start seeing some people are like reacting, or maybe you're going to go to the grocery store and some people in your neighborhood are going to recognize you from the video. And so all those things are not really, you're not aware of it, but you feel it. And that's what's stopping you. So this is why we do the work around, where is that fear coming from? And we go back to, most of the time, I don't say it's always that, most of the time, it's something that happened in your childhood where we told you, girl, shut up because you talk too much. Or girl, you're to this or to that. And then we carry those, we call that trauma, those events, like kind of, and I have so many about myself as well that I've discovered for myself in the last 3 years, that it's just blowing my mind how it stops us. We carry those luggage of traumas with us until we're 50, 60, 70. And if we don't pay attention to that, and the day you open the can, you're like, oh my God. It doesn't have to be a big T trauma, like just, you know, a teacher telling you, for me, that was one of my big reveal. I was always the one knowing the answer in class. And at some point, some teacher was like, shh.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Enough. We heard you enough. So we adapt our behavior from that moment on. I learned that, you know, I can't talk too much. And then I was always told to be on the back because I'm tall. Right? In photos and stuff. So the little girl in me like made a big movie about the fact that I have to be quiet, stay in the back. So you know where I'm going with that? I don't say it's a story of everybody, but we all have our stories that created some adaptation of our behaviors that on the day that you need to be visible again, have your own voice and share your ideas that might be different from what your competitors are talking about, your body is like freaking out and shutting you down, and your mind is going to find every possible other things to do than doing your life today. So this is why literally I just opened that program that is 6 months to study what is stopping you from being visible online consistently. And even if the people who get to the point that they're very consistent, but it's forced, nothing fun can come up from something that is structured and like I have to pose. So not only we teach, you know, how to be safe in your body about showing up online and kind of healing those traumas that we carry with us since whatever happened in our past experiences and becoming that new influencer that you're becoming online, because as soon as you open your camera, you are an influencer. You're going to influence someone today. Like you and I today, we're going to change someone's life. And I don't need to know who. I just know, because by experience, I know that's how it works. So this is where you go to the belief. How much do you believe in what you do? How much do you believe in the person who's listening to you? This is not your responsibility to change the world, but it's your responsibility with your expertise and your wisdom to give a chance to the world to change.
Wow, you know that's what I mean? So beautifully said. You know, it's not your responsibility to change the world, but it is your responsibility to share your wisdom.
Yeah. And give that opportunity that maybe you're talking today and maybe you don't feel like, I always say, actually, this week, I have my periods. And my periods week, I always feel like, ugh. but I'm like, when you open your family, when you create a family online, I always give that example. You got, you know, when you create a family, you need to feed them, you know? You're not going to say, well, today I'm too tired. Nobody's eating. Go to bed, everybody. I don't mean that I'm the one that have to make the cooking, but you know what I mean? When you have a family, bad weather, good weather, you got to feed the family. So it's the same online, right? We have the privilege to share our message, to attract people who need to hear our message for whatever reason. They're on their own journey. They want to transform a part of their life, whether it's personal, professional, financial, whatever. With all the opportunities we have online, they could be listening to someone else, right? There is no shortage of wisdom online. So they decided to listen to you. So our mandate is to serve our family, to feed the family and invite them to work with us because some family members are ready to move to the next level, to go to college or whatever, right? So
yeah,
this is when you invite them to work with you. But so it's that combination of taking the time when you start your visibility journey to become visible inside first, because there will be entrepreneurship is by essence a great laboratory to know who you are, who you become. But the extra notch is when you start to become visible, because this gonna like basically it's like if you're naked in front of everybody.
Yeah, kicks up all your stuff, right? So I've always said entrepreneurship is a spiritual journey, and there's nothing like this journey that's gonna kick up all your stuff. You know, whatever you feel like you've hidden away or you've buried is going to emerge in one way or another. And fear is sticky, it's slippery. Once you feel like you've nailed it in one formation, it just shows up in a different way. So I think it's really unique and different that you opened up this conversation with the inner work. So let's talk about the outer strategy. So once we've done the inner work, and that's, I guess that's the first place you start, is how you're showing up and why you're not showing up and putting in new neural pathways that get you more aligned with what you truly want. What is the best strategy for working with a social media consultant, strategist, someone who's either advising you or creating your social media assets? Yeah. What is the best way to work with someone like you? Because I know there's a lot of different ways of working with people, from marketing agencies where I think things are pretty much cookie cutter. And it's like, you know, here's a quote card, here's a carousel. No, we don't do video. I think social media works best when there's a big infusion of energy with the person who you're doing the social media for. So how do you work with clients and what is that balance?
So especially when you start your journey online, sometimes when I get some discovery calls, the woman entrepreneur is like, I'm looking for someone to do my stuff. So what do you mean? Well, someone who could do like my posts, write my posts, do my videos. But I'm like, you know, if you do a video, you need to be on the video. And then so this is when we start, you know, to kind of dissect what it means to post. So especially when you start, and if you build your brand around your expertise and your leadership and who you are, you're going to have to be the one speaking the language of your world. Because, you know, you can be a leadership coach, but your approach is yours and unique based on the stories you're going to share online. So the work that needs to happen when you hire someone is to be very clear, number one, on where you are in your business. What do you want people who find you online do, right? Do you want them to consume your videos? Then once they watch your videos, what do you want them to do? So where do they go next? So I always say, imagine your house, you have a yard in front of the house, And you have the sea, Deb, right in front of your house. I saw some water
in the back of our house. Okay. Yeah,
let's go in the front. We'll go to the water after. In the front, there is probably a street, right? So you are in the front of your house, and then people pass by, so you can wave at them, or they can look at them wrecking the leaves. So that's your social media. Like, people are gonna say hi more often because you're new in the neighborhood now. They want to start to chat with you. Blah blah blah. That's your social media, right? Then it's time to, oh well, will you have some tea? You know, you're gonna get them in. Maybe you can have tea in the living room. So this is where maybe you're gonna invite them to a webinar or an event that you do. So you have to be clear about the journey. And then after the webinar, are they gonna have dinner with you? Or maybe you guys gonna go for a cruise, right? That's maybe your program, right? Okay. So when you approach someone, an agency or a person like me, like, do you have that in your head? If you don't, it's okay, because that person might be the one who helps you finalize the journey. You know, social media is one thing, but if it's hanging out on its own, it's wasting your time and money, right? Don't be on social media just to be on social media, unless you want to practice speaking in front of the phone. That's awesome. Do that, because it's never a waste that way. But I mean, if you think that your business is going to be built just by being on social media, no, right? It has to be completely integrated in your full ecosystem of sales process that leads to the actual sale. So that's the first piece. If you're clear on this, great. Your agency needs to see that clearly. Where do people go? 1, 2, 3, 4, right? And then after that, if you're not clear, then you work maybe with your agency around that, you know, to finalize this. And then after that, this is where the strategy comes. Now that you know the journey, how come your social media can help support each part of that journey? This is why you hear a lot of people talking about awareness, consideration, conversion. Those are big words. Basically is, you know, how can you tell the world you exist being on your yard and, hey, I'm here. By the way, look at my nice flowers. They really smell good, those ones, right? So, and then people may consider to come and talk to more and have tea with you, right? And then they're going to fall in love with you. Because once you have your people in your system and they experience something with you, whether it's in person or online, or even sometimes just a lead magnet can give a sense to that person of who you are, what you believe in, and what you stand for, and what you stand against, and how you transform people's life. This is it. This is where everything happens. So you have to be clear about those buckets of actions that you need to take online so that it supports that journey. And the person you, like, this is what I do with my clients. We actually start with the end. What do you sell? Most of the time, there is no sales page. Oh, or there is nothing. It doesn't even have to be a fancy one, just a place like the destination. Where do I land if I start my journey with you? So you start there and then you reverse engineer. So how do I get my people to my program? Well, they need to have a sense of how it is to work with you. So I know you, Deb, you do a lot of webinars, you do your live launch, like people get to spend time with you and they have time to fall in love with you and decide, you help them make a choice, right? Oh, I want to stay more with Deb, so I'm going to buy her stuff, right? So how do you get those people to your webinar? Well, you need to give them a chance to discover that you exist, number one, because if they don't know, they won't find your webinar. And then once they know you, you need to nourish your family, like giving them all the things, the beautiful things. So two things. You need to give them two things. You need to, yes, educate them about what you know, do the best and how you help people. But also when you do that, you have to be clear about who you are online. And this is where, you know, I work a lot with my women entrepreneurs. We work around, who am I? Where am I coming from with my business? What is the transformation that's really going to impact them? And why am I doing it? Where does it stand in the movement of the world? And then be clear on communicating your values. Because you don't want to work with anybody, as you know, like when you get a client that is not aligned with what you believe in, it doesn't work, right? Because it's putting that in your marketing online that kind of you attract and repulse people at the same time, because you're very clear about what you stand for, who you love to work with. And then you, of course, educate them, you inform them, you make them laugh, you make them choose their dog's name. That was so awesome, by the way, Deb, when you were asking us.
Oh, that's right. Here's my dog. What's her name? That was fun.
I know. So it's like that we felt part of the family. And then the next post was come to my webinar. And then, it's like a combination of angles. You go at different angles with people, but the idea is always to go to the landing area, which is your program. But you need to give a chance to people that they have a sense of who they discovered, what does it mean, give them experience online, have them into more intimate experiences, and then buy from you. So you do all this. You don't have to. The way I do it, to make it simple with my clients, is that the more you have discovery calls or webinars, people ask you questions, like the newbies, the one who really never had an interaction with you. They're going to ask you questions. And most of the time, it's going to be the same at some point. You take those questions and you build your video of the week around that question. You start there. And then from that video, this is where you hire an agency or a VA. You say, can you juice me that in all the formats that are working right now online? You don't even have to worry about what's working in the algorithm. For you, you need your signature, I call that the signature content. You know, like you provide that, then you decide where does that content live. So for you, Deb, correct me if I'm wrong, but your core content is your podcast, right? This is where if I want to learn everything about you, I'm just going to binge batch your podcast and then I'll clearly know who I'm dealing with.
Yeah, the podcast is definitely a great place to start. And we also do video snippets online on a fairly regular basis.
Yes.
And, you know, it's great to have. What I've learned is you need someone like you, Angelique, on your side who can not only, who can help you with the strategy. I like the fact that you start with the end in mind and you're reverse engineering the process for how do people discover you? How do they get to know you? How do you welcome them into your home? And how do you then get them to raise their hands and say, yes, I'm ready to work with you. And without that social media presence, it's really hard. The other thing that I think that I want to highlight with what you said was, you know, a lot of marketing right now is derivative, right? So everyone's saying the same thing in the same way. And it's boring. It's the wah, 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 wah. It's like, you can't really, you don't get a sense of that person. And the marketing that gets my attention is disruptive. It's not in alignment with the status quo. It's people who are saying, you're thinking about this all wrong. And here is the right way to think about it. And by the way, here's a path to go down to solve it. So I like that you are disrupting the narrative around social media by first saying, it's not about what you say, it's about doing the inner work first.
Yeah.
And then it's about creating these relationships and reverse engineering the relationship from the very first time that person discovers you to how you carry on and build that relationship over time to the point where they decide whether or not they're ready to work with you. And that your values, bring your values into that conversation is what makes it disruptive, because there's only one you. You know, you are a unique fingerprint, you are a unique voice, and it's the allowing of your uniqueness to express itself that helps your social media content stand out. Yeah. And you and I could go on for like another hour here, but I think we've highlighted so many important considerations for people when they think about their social media presence. I'm sure people are wondering, how do I get in touch with Angelique? How do I potentially have the conversation about working with her on my social media? What is the best way for people to reach out to you?
Yeah, I'm going to give you my email. I have all the beautiful pages, but I'm going back to, and that's maybe an advice I can give you. Make it simple for your people. It's contact@socialmedialoveab, which is my name, Angelique Binet, socialmedialoveab.com. And I think I sent it to you, but I can resend to you. Just send me an email and said that, you know, you were listening to Deb's podcast and that you want to learn more or see how this could work. And I want to add something even more disruptive. So this is you ladies, and you work with women as well. I don't want to say ladies and then there is men.
I work with women and there are men who listen to this podcast.
Awesome. So all of you listen to this. I'm not, I don't want to be segregative. I'm teaching my clients to even rely more on themselves to deliver content from their inside. So what it means? We literally meditate and do guided visualization. At the end of it, believe me or not, you need to do the experience too. I don't have to convince you. You have content. We have everything we need to talk to people online. Yes, you add the strategy and tactics and go through the Google, what's ranking, blah, blah, blah. But you have in you all the messages you are so scared to share. But from now on, if you've listened to this podcast, you know that it's possible to work with your fears and your mind and body so that you can share that voice that is disruptive. It won't even feel disruptive to you because it's going to be so much you. It's going to be disruptive for us, the listeners, like, oh, that's just saying interesting. Like, haven't heard this before. That's interesting. I've never looked at that before that way. So I love that aspect of disruption in a sense that disruptions come from who you really are. Mm-hmm. It's not about, okay, how can I be so disruptive, right? You know, it comes from you because it's so your truth and how you want to leverage your wisdom and help others that there is no turn back. It's going to go like, whoosh.
Love that. Love that. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your truth and your originality with us today, Angelique. Angelique Binet, contact at socialmedialoveab.ca.
Dot com.
Yeah, socialmedialoveab.com. And thank you so much. I can't wait for our next conversation, my friend.
Thank you, Deb. It was awesome.
That's it for now, my friends. Until next time, we're heading into the Christmas holidays here in December. We're going to publish this episode really quickly because I think that there's a lot of value here that the audience needs to hear, especially as you go into your 2023 planning and your reverse engineering, your revenue goal. How are people going to discover you? This is going to be a very important strategy to incorporate into your 2023 business plan. So Angelique, thank you so much. My friends, we will see you next time. Have a great holiday.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.